It's a high school alternative. That's won national recognition, the Alaska Military Youth Academy. Today, the academy graduated its second largest class ever, 156 cadets of formerly at-risk teenagers. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
It's about 45 minutes before the 10 a.m. ceremony at the Atwood Theater of Anchorage's Center for the Performing Arts. Inside the theater, a small band is warming up. The director of the Alaska Military Youth Academy, Craig Christensen, profiles the graduating class.
Out of the 156, the 156, I have 103 that are obtaining their GED high school diploma. We have another 12 getting their high school diploma. And out of this class, 15 are already attending college here in the state.
The academy is more than academics. Christensen explains the at-risk youth who volunteer for the program and willingly stay need more than an education. They need a change of attitude.
We base it on eight core components that you need to make progress in: life coping skills, job skills, health and hygiene, physical fitness. The school's about making positive choices in your life and moving forward.
The demands are sweeping and rigorous. Being a team member is stressed, a quality reflected in a 40-hour community service requirement. In 2008, the Academy was honored as the most progressive challenge program in the nation. Christensen says it also ranks nationally as number one for recruitment and among the top five for placement. It's 75% federally funded, with the remainder coming from the state. Outside the theater, families are with their graduating cadets. Cameras flash. One graduate describes his feelings.
2 years ago, I never thought I'd get my diploma, but with the help of my brothers, I did.
Those brothers, close friends actually, also wear academy uniform. The young man continues.
My name is Tase Tualoma. My platoon is Wolfpack, 3rd platoon. Honor platoon this year. I came here to change my ways because I was going on the wrong path. My life was crashing, so I had to change my life. The ANYA did it for me, and I can't wait till I graduate. In about an hour or 2 hours, I might join the Army. The Army's one of the best choices I have right now.
A loud voice orders the graduates into the Atwood, leaving the area outside the theater packed with family members. Just before he enters the Atwood Theater with the other parents, Mike Sharp pauses to explain his daughter Haley's graduation is not the end of her relationship with the Academy.
Afterwards, this program continues on outreach to the kids for 12 months afterwards. So they have to be responsible and turn in what they're doing every month. Are they getting a job? Are they going to school? Are they going in the military? Or whatever they choose to do with their lives. At the end of that 12 months, they'll get a stipend to help them along with whatever they decide to do.
According to Louise Cressley, mother of a graduate, the transformation produced by the Academy has created a future ripe with possibilities.
My son Brandon entered the program on his own. He made the choice. My son that entered 5 months ago is a completely different child than what I'm getting back today. Sorry. It's just amazing. I can't believe what this program does. My son has an incredible future.
More than 2,700 cadets have graduated from the Alaska Military Youth Academy since it began in 1994. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.